2 Timothy chapter 2 in your Schofield Bible, page 1280, beginning with verse 3, we read responsively through verse 8. Verse 8 is the text verse for this morning's message. Once more, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 3 through 8. Let's stand, please, as is our custom at First Baptist Church, for the reading of God's Word. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. And if a man also strive for masteries, yet is he not crowned, except he strive lawfully. The husbandman that laboreth must be first partaker of the fruits. Consider what I say, and the Lord give thee understanding in all things. Remember that Jesus Christ of the seed of David was raised from the dead according to my gospel. Let's pray. Father, we thank you, of course, for the resurrection. We thank you that we belong to a church that remembers the resurrection always, Sunday by Sunday. And this is not just a holy day or a holiday. We thank you that we have a preacher who preaches faithfully the book and the resurrection and the death and burial and the life of our Savior. Thank you for this morning. Meet with us in power and blessing, we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
It is now 11:43 according to our clock up there. That may be about a fact, just turned 11:44. As I always do on Lord's Supper Day, I promise you and keep the promise that I will not be preaching past 12:10. I also promise you that you'll be on your way home before 12:30. Other than our big giant days, I say 50 Sundays a year, we let you out 12:30 or sooner. And normally I'm through preaching about noon. But I promise you within 25 minutes from this moment, I'll be through preaching at least that soon and maybe even sooner. I want to talk to you today on three words, the title of my message, Remember Christ Risen. I want everybody to sit up straight. Everybody quit your talking, quit your doodling on your paper there. I want you to listen to me carefully as I speak to you this Easter Sunday. Remember Christ risen, our Heavenly Father. I confess, I'm not a very good special day speaker. I find myself wanting to meet the needs of our people with something more practical. And yet occasionally we need to just stop and look at the empty tomb and say, Hallelujah. Jesus is not there. He is not here. He is risen. Why seek ye the living among the dead? Bless me as I speak. May a holy hush settle over this crowd as we think of that wonderful event on which our faith is built, the resurrected Christ. Amen. Look right this way. Paul was in prison. Soon to face the execution by the sword of the guillotine. He was old, cold. He asked for a cloak. In these unsavory circumstances, enduring the chill of the dungeon, Paul gives these words, Remember Christ risen. Timothy was in Ephesus. It was to Timothy that this epistle was written by the Apostle Paul. Timothy was in grave peril at the time. He was in a hostile city. He was soon to be martyred there in Ephesus. His struggles were overwhelming. In these unpalatable conditions, Paul writes Pastor Timothy and says, Timothy, as you face martyrdom and as you face the opposition in Ephesus, especially of those who worship the goddess Diana. The Apostle Paul says to Timothy, remember Christ risen. Remember Christ risen. I cast the spot for a moment on that little word, or that word, remember. It does not mean what we did a while ago as we remembered Jesus. It's a different type word. It does not mean recollection. It does not mean call to your recollection an event. No, this word, remember, Christ risen, is a word that means fixation. It means keep in mind all the time Christ risen. What it means. It means every day, not once a year, but every day and every moment of every day. It says keep this. No, not as we took the Lord's Supper, we were reminded of Calvary. No. This one is a term of fixation. Remember Christ risen. It means keep it in your mind all the time. Let me illustrate. I pray for you every day. I start in the balcony up here and pray for everyone whose faces I can see in my mind. And here, and across here, and over here, and over here, and across here, and over here, and right here. Every day, I pray for nearly everybody here in this room. I think of you regularly. Listen to me. I think every day of Randy Rogers sitting over here. Not a day passes. I don't think of and pray for Randy Rogers. I think of Tim and Betty McCurdy every day. And their little boy who was almost killed, drowned, but has now for these 5 years, the same day that our grandson was killed, was the anniversary of their little son, being almost comatose all these years. I think of them every day. Every day. I'm talking about 365 days a year. I think of Tim and Betty McCurdy. I think of the Satan family and Trina every day. I think of the Sigma family and Michelle every day. I think of the Brock family with their three little children, triplets. One died as an infant. Second is blind to this day. And the third to this day with, I think, muscular dystrophy. I think of that family every day, every day. I think of Mrs. Evans and her illness and a courageous battle against cancer. I think of her every single day. I think of the Vest family. In the loss of Mrs. Vest, I think of the Vest family every single day. I think of Tom McKinney and his illness every single day. I think every day of Dr. Carl Laurent, the way it keeps on going as he's facing so many illnesses, including loss of his eyesight gradually. I think of Carl Laurent every day. I think of hundreds of you every day and pray for hundreds of you every single day. But there is a blonde sitting behind me in the choir who is on my mind constantly. Now, I think of you often. I think of her constantly. And that's what Jesus, Paul is saying here. He's saying to Timothy, keep your mind on the risen Christ. Remember Christ risen. Don't forget Christ risen. Fix your mind always, every week, every month, every day, every hour, every minute on Christ risen. Let me illustrate. I think every day about Hal Zenderson College. I think every day about Hammond Baptist Schools. I think every day about our City Baptist Schools and our Bus Kids Schools. I think every day about my staff and pray for them. I think every day about my fellow workers. The church business is on my mind every day. Church finances on my mind every day. I think of the deaf ministry every day. I think of the Spanish ministry every day. I think of the blind ministry every day. I think of the bus ministry every day. I think of the Bible club ministry every day. I think of the Pathfinders over here every day. I think of the Sunbeams every day. I think of our mission men every day. I think of our sailors back here every day. I think of our truck drivers over here every day. I think of our Oriel ministry every day. I think of our Best Years Club
every day, and countless other ministries cross my mind at least once a day. But there's one thing always on my mind, never off my mind, and that is preparing for this hour on Sunday morning and Sunday night and Wednesday night to give you what I believe God wants you to have and what you need. That's always there. And Paul said, okay, there's some things I want you, like the Lord's Supper. I want you periodically and regularly and systematically to remember my death. But he said, there's one thing I want you never to forget. Fix your mind on it. Jesus is alive. Up from the grave he arose. The grave was empty. Death could not conquer him. The devil could not defeat him. And the grave could not hold him. Up from the grave he arose. The Apostle Paul said to Timothy, in your darkest hour, always fix your attention on the fact Christ is risen. It means if your son has been in a near coma for 5 years last week, remember Christ risen. It means if your adult son was killed by a bullet accidentally from a gunshot recently, it means remember Christ risen. If you fell from a scaffolding and been left paralyzed for the rest of your life, remember Christ risen. If your baby was taken from heaven from a bathtub, remember Christ risen. If your husband was taken from your arms in your and his youth, remember Christ risen. If you had triplets, one died, one blind, and one muscular dystrophy, remember Christ risen. If you wish you had a daddy like the other children do, remember Christ risen. If your five-year-old son was taken in an untimely car accident, remember Christ risen. If the only spousal embraces you have are in your memories, remember Christ risen. If your cancer tests are positive, remember Christ risen. If your world is a room and your horizon is a wall and your sky is a ceiling and your sun and moon are 100-watt light bulbs and your lawn is a rest home floor and your hopes are only memories, and you live in a world with four walls, never to leave. Remember, he lives today. Remember Christ risen. Your dreams have turned to nightmares, and your plans have been misplaced, and your hopes are buried. Remember Christ risen. If your future is numbered by days and not by years, remember Christ risen. If your only fellowship is with loneliness, remember Christ risen. If your load seems beyond your limit, remember Christ risen. Timothy, there in Ephesus with the opposition and the enemies and the load you carry and the guillotine being sharpened to sever your head. Timothy, don't look at the world. Don't look at the circumstances. Don't look at the enemy. Don't look at the burden. Remember, the tomb is empty. And remember Christ risen. For you too someday shall rise even as he did. As the Savior rose triumphantly, you likewise shall rise in your heartache, in your burden, in your near death. Remember Christ risen. If the battle is raging and victory seems distant and perhaps doubtful, remember Christ risen. If your only success is succeeding and failing, remember Christ risen. If a little bronze shoe decorates your mantle today that once decorated the little chubby foot of someone to whom you gave life, remember Christ risen. If your friends have proved untrue, remember Christ risen. If there's an empty place at the table, remember Christ risen. If you have to hear with your eyes, remember Christ risen. If you have to read with your hands, remember Christ risen. If you have to walk with wheels, remember Christ risen. If the one who gave you life has recently lost hers, and you walked away from the silent city of the dead, saying goodbye to the one who fed you your first meal and taught you how to walk and bathed you when you couldn't bathe yourself and fed you when you couldn't feed yourself. I say, if you've walked away from the silent city of the dead and said goodbye to the one who gave you life, remember Christ risen. Let me say, on Easter Sunday, 1999, focus your attention. Don't forget it. Fix your attention on the fact Christ rose from the grave. All your gains or losses, remember Christ risen. All your noondays or midnights, remember Christ risen. If all your victories are defeats, Remember, Christ risen. If all your pluses are minuses, remember, Christ risen. All your sunrises or sunsets, remember, He lives today. Did you hear me? Oh, from the grave He arose. He lives. He lives. Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along last narrow way. He lives. He lives. Salvation to impart. You ask me how I know He lives. He lives in my heart today. Remember, Christ risen. All your positives or negatives, remember Christ risen. If your light is darkness, remember Christ risen. All your mountains have become valleys, remember Christ risen. If the roses are gone, only thorns are left, remember Christ risen. If your clearest days are cloudy and dark, remember Christ risen. If even your tranquility is stormy, remember Christ risen. If your rest is restless, remember Christ risen. In your hopes have vanished, your plans have tilted, and your dreams have fled. Remember Christ risen. Ladies and gentlemen, meet the risen Christ today. I don't offer you a crucifix around your neck. I offer you an empty tomb in your heart. Remember Christ risen. That's why I wear no crucifix around my neck. I occasionally am told, we do it once a month here, I'm told to remember Christ crucified. But I am told to always remember Christ risen from the dead. Meet the risen Christ this morning. Mary Magdalene did and cried, Rabboni, which is Master. Thomas met the risen Christ and shouted from his doubts to his assurance, My Lord and my God. The Emmaus disciples met the risen Christ and said, Surely our hearts did burn within us. Peter met the risen Christ and was changed from a denier to a declarer because he came face to face with the risen Christ. The disciples met the risen Christ and turned the known world upside down with the gospel of that risen Christ. Paul met the risen Christ and shouted, What must I do to be saved? And was changed to a giver of death, to a giver of life, and a preacher of doom and martyrdom, to a giver of life to those who trust the Savior. Billy Sunday met the risen Christ and left the Chicago White Sox to win a million souls to Christ. Stephen met the risen Christ and said, I see the glory of God in Jesus standing on His right hand. For 2,000 years, harlots have met Him and become pure. Did you hear me? Harlots have met Him and become pure. For 2,000 years, drunkards have met Him and become sober. For 2,000 years, skeptics have met Him and believed. All over this building today, this is not just a group of sanctified people. This is a group of sinners saved by the grace of Almighty God who one day came face to face with a living Christ, not a dead Christ in a tomb, but a risen Christ who left the tomb empty and could not be held by death. Mel Trotter took the shoes off his dead baby and sold them so he could buy some liquor with the profit he made on the shoes of his dead baby who lay in the casket. One day, walking down the streets of Chicago, he heard to commit suicide. He heard the jump in the Chicago River. He heard some singing. What was it? I don't know. Is it a gospel song? Was it Amazing Grace? How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me? I don't know. Was it Must Jesus Bear the Cross Alone? Did all the world go free? I don't know. Was it, there is a name I love to hear, I love to sing it, I don't know. But he heard some singing as a group of Christian people conducting street services. And Mel Trotter, who had just sold the shoes off the body of his dead baby taken from the casket, Mel Trotter had his life changed. Why? He met the risen Christ. That's why. It's founded more rescue missions than any man that's ever walked the face of God's green earth. John Newton, a wayfaring sailor who'd become a vegetable, hopeless and helpless in his sins, met the risen Christ. And it was he who wrote, Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found, was blind, but now I see. Through many dangers, toils, and snares, I've already come. Just grace that led me safe thus far, and grace will lead me home. But we've been there 10,000 years. My shining is the sun. We've known this day sing God's praise than when we first begun. Written by an old, dirty sinner called John Newton, who was just a vegetable, a wayfaring sailor, but he met the risen Christ. You ask, how can I meet him? It's Easter Sunday. Some of you folks, you never met the risen Christ. You're here because it's Easter. No, you didn't come because it's Easter. You came because God brought you here today. You came because God had an appointment for you to make with a gospel preacher and an old-fashioned independent Baptist church who believes the old-time religion and believes that there's power in the gospel of Jesus Christ as there always was. You've come by a divine appointment today. You say, preacher, if this risen Christ could change a doubting Thomas to a believing Thomas, if this risen Christ could change a harlot like Mary Magdalene to a faithful servant of Christ, if this risen Christ could change a bunch of fishermen to a bunch of people who could turn the world upside down, I'd like to meet this risen Christ.
All right. I've got some good news for you. I can arrange that meeting. I can arrange it. I know him well. And I can arrange that meeting. But first, you must prepare for that meeting. What preparation must you make? First, you must understand that you're a sinner. You say, you calling me a sinner? Yes, I'm calling me one too. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. There's none righteous, no, not one. All we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned everyone to his own way. Do you want to meet the risen Christ? I can arrange it for you. So right where you are, just admit that you're a sinner. Would you like to meet the risen Christ? I know him. I've got some pull with him. I'll arrange a meeting with you. For you with him. But second, you've got to admit that you're lost and cannot save yourself. You've got to admit that you're on your way to a Christless eternity without God, without hope. Then you've got to admit that Jesus Christ came, lived a perfect life, went to Calvary, took your sins upon him on the cross, and nailed your sins to Calvary and offers you his perfect righteousness on your record today. Are you willing to admit that you're a sinner? Are you willing to admit that you're lost and can't save yourself? Are you willing to admit that you're on your way to a Christless grave and a Christless eternity? And then, are you willing to trust him as your Savior? What good does it do? Listen. What good does it do for you to come to church on Easter Sunday and go from church to hell? What good does it do? Doesn't do a bit of good to the people to bring their Easter outfits out and Easter bonnets out on Easter and flock the churches of America. Doesn't do any good unless you come face to face with the risen Christ. Remember, he's risen. Remember, he's risen. Remember, we sat a while ago at the Lord's table, remembering Calvary. We're to do it often, but not always. We're on occasion to remember his blood, but not always. We are occasionally to remember his broken body, but not always. We remember his riven hands, his wounded side, his crown of thorns, his nail-pierced feet, his final words, his burial in Joseph's tomb, but not always. But there's one thing we're always to remember. Remember, Christ is. We're to fix our minds always on the empty tomb. We're to fix our minds always on the fact that he is not here, he's risen. We're to fix our minds always on why seek ye the living among the dead. We're to fix on our minds on death could not hold him. Satan could not conquer him. The grave could not keep him. We're to fix our minds on his ascension, his sitting at the right hand of the Father, his position as our intercessor. Hey, not once a year. I said not once a year. Not once a week. All the time. Remember Christ risen. We're not told to always remember Bethlehem, though we're supposed to some. We're not told to always remember his perfect life, though certainly it should enter our minds often. We're not told to remember always his betrayal, his trial, his love, his grace, his mercy, his goodness. But Paul writes to Timothy. Paul's awaiting death. Timothy soon will die. Paul's being persecuted. Timothy's being persecuted. The old man picks up his pen. In the dampness of the Mamertine dungeon prison, Timothy, it's cold down here. I need my coat. Have somebody bring me my books.
and the coat. It's cold. I think I hear the sharpening of the guillotine sword even now. Timothy, I'm having it tough. So are you. But let's covenant together. You where you are, and me where I am. Remember, Christ risen this morning. I introduce you to Him. You walk down these aisles admitting that you're a sinner, admitting that you're lost without God, without Christ, without hope, and hopeless and lost to a grave that will take you to hell. But realizing that Jesus paid it all, as they sang a while ago, all to Him I owe. And put your faith and trust not in somebody's church, not in your little confirmation when you're 12 years old, not in your confession of your sin to some guy posing as a priest, not because you live a good life or take the Holy Communion or have the sacraments or taken a little wafer or been baptized or sprinkled. Don't trust it. Trust Christ as your Savior. Hey, today, right here, you can meet the risen Christ and walk out those doors with your name written in heaven. You a child of God. Remember, Christ, would you?